On this week's episode, a look backwards and a look forwards.
Hi, I'm Brent.
I'm Morgan.
And we are
Huge Nerds!
Hello and welcome to another episode of Brent and Morgan Are Huge Nerds.
Hello.
I'm Brent Rossi.
I'm Morgan Slade.
And we are here today to talk about...
Oh my goodness, like transitional nerdy stuff.
I believe we're here to talk about 100 episodes, 103 depending on your count, maybe 104 of so many nerdy things. So how you doing today, Morgan? It has been a long time since you've recorded an episode.
It's slightly ridiculous, yeah. But life is life.
Life is life, and a lot of things have been getting in the way. And it has been quite a while since we recorded our last episode, in part because our last episode took a heck of a long time for me to edit.
Which I very much appreciate,
by the way. I really enjoyed being able to listen to it. It was a wonderful time capsule from a time out of our life. So yes, if you've yet to listen to episode 99, our bloopers and cuts, I think it is one of our most entertaining episodes, and probably one that's worth listening to just before we jump into this one here, because we are going to spend this time talking about 100 episodes. This podcast has gone on for over 2 years. We have been recording for quite a long time, and there have been a lot of life changes, a lot of video game system changes, turmoil behind the scenes and occasionally in front of the mics, and
babies.
We're still standing here today. Babies? What babies have there been?
I have a fur baby.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't really count my dog as a baby, man. Anything that you can leave alone home in your house over, you know, a long period of time is not a baby.
I watched Home Alone. Everything's going to be fine.
Are you saying that Kevin McAllister was a baby?
He was very large for his age.
Well, until Flash starts laying booby traps and takes out the wet bandits, he's still a dog to me.
He's been leaving kibble everywhere lately.
Okay. Well, Morgan, how have you been doing lately?
I'm good. Work has been super busy. Mm-hmm. My big fun thing that I've been working on at the moment is I decided to make a portfolio project to try to boost my resume and show people that I could write for games, that I understand multi-directional narrative.
Now, let's be honest here. This was not originally started just as a portfolio piece.
No.
This was something, I believe, BioWare had an open call for people to submit scenarios for them.
They did.
For writing jobs.
They did. All they wanted was 1,500 words.
Yes.
In Twine. You know, the choose your own adventure style, create
But it
your
didn't
own.
Have to be in Twine. You could have written it in a Word document.
I could have. That's the thing I could have done. But yeah. I've been messing around with Twine for a little while, so I had a vague understanding of the system. I'd made one game that I was really happy with, Sandbox Supremacy. Mm-hmm. I think I showed you.
Yeah.
All I had to do was make a scenario in their universe, 1,500 words, have some kind of a player agency related crisis, and make it seem as though those choices had impact.
And how many words are you sitting at right now?
I haven't counted, but it's too many.
Like, give me a ballpark.
Like a dumb amount.
Okay.
What
order of magnitude off of 1,500 words or 15,000, whatever they asked for?
Okay, so I'm calling it a spec mission.
Yes,
is what I'm calling it. You know, like filmmakers make spec scripts. Television writers make spec episodes based on their favorite properties. I'm making a spec mission.
Okay.
Based in the Mass Effect franchise.
All right, so this is part of the Mass Effect world.
It is. It takes place in between Mass Effect 2 and 3.
Okay.
And so it's kind of like a bottle episode, basically, where you know you can come in to the end of Mass Effect 2 and then leave and play Mass Effect 3. And even though a whole bunch of stuff's going to happen in the meantime, it integrates itself really, really smoothly in between those two.
And how long will it be until this is finished?
I plan to finish it in the middle of November, which is 2.5 months of work.
Okay. Now, you do understand, Morgan, that we have you on record on this podcast talking about a lot of projects
that
you promised to finish.
That's right.
I believe your Poke Rap. I believe the next Pixel Recall album.
That's right.
There's a few other ones in there that I'm sure I'm forgetting.
Your personal assistant robot. bought. It's still in my garage, which doesn't exist yet.
Well, you don't have a garage.
Because I live in an apartment.
Yeah. Okay, well, I see how this is going to go. So for what good it will do you, I'm using this time code in this episode that as of today, November 11th at 6.02 p.m. in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, that you, Morgan Slade, will finish your damn project by the middle of November.
That sounds fantastic.
Okay, well, looking forward to it. Meanwhile, I have been getting another podcast project up and running off the ground.
Yeah, buddy.
10 episodes of the Supervillains Union podcast.
I'm so excited about
which
this.
Which is set to launch at the end of this month. So at the end of November, we're going to be putting out the first episode of our Supervillains podcast. Like I said, we recorded 10 episodes. I'm in the midst of editing them, so I've got about half of them done right now.
What can you tell us? What can you tell us?
It's super, super funny,
yep.
And I'm very, very excited for it to launch. Those will be posted on the Instant Theater website, instanttheater.com. So again, look for those at the end of November, beginning of December at the latest. But I am on track to get that out the door. And yeah, it's been a really great experience. Nice to be able to use all the skills that I learned doing this podcast, working on yet another fun project, and this one is a little bit less of a head-scratcher in terms of getting stuff together, because we just have improvisers together, and we make tons of funny jokes. Sometimes offensively funny jokes that need to be cut out of the episode, mm-hmm. but funny jokes nonetheless.
I can't wait for that blooper episode.
Oh, God. No. The jokes that I have cut out of those episodes are jokes that will never hear the light of day.
Oh.
But yeah, very excited about it. So let's not waste any more time.
Yes.
Let's not even talk about what you've been playing on your TV thingamajig lately, Morgan.
We're going to retire that.
We are retiring that segment. We're mm-hmm. retiring all of our segments because we are, as has been mentioned in previous episodes, finally going to transition this show over from Brent and Morgan are huge nerds to the Huge Nerds podcast.
That's so awesome.
And we'll talk a little bit about that at the end of the episode, but today we really want to talk about the beginning of the podcast.
Yeah.
Now, Morgan, do you remember when I first approached you about the possibility of doing some sort of podcast project together?
Yeah, to my knowledge, didn't you just show up with a microphone one day?
No.
And plunk it down and be like, let's do this thing.
That's not how that happened at all.
No? That's how the first episode
happened. It was one of, yeah, but we had planned on doing that.
Yes, you are correct.
Yes.
Yes.
it was one of the first things I remember doing with you. It might have been the first thing you and I did together, like without the involvement of your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Of Avital involved in that because I met you through your wife
mm-hmm.
back before you guys were married when I first moved to Vancouver. And I had been doing a little bit of podcasting back when I was living in Winnipeg. I had my old Yeti microphone just still kicking around someplace. And I had started recording a podcast with my improv troupe there, The Horrible Friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
The Horrible Friends Podcast.
Improved a couple of scenarios together, played some games on it. It was just fun experiment. We thought it might be a neat little promotional tool that we could use. It was definitely not great podcasting, but I had a lot of fun learning the basics there. And when I got to Vancouver and did not have sort of my normal cadre of friends to do that stuff with, I realized that I still wanted an outlet in order to do my podcasting, in order to talk about the stuff that I was really passionate about. But I did not have the ego or the confidence that myself talking alone would be enough for a podcast. I didn't know if anyone would listen to such a thing. So I was looking around for collaborators, and I believe I was talking to Avital about I know what it was,
yep.
is that I was talking to my friend Spencer, who I had just met, about Mass Effect 3,
yep.
and that bled over into me talking to you about it, and we both had a lot to say and realized, hey, we should sit down and record a podcast about Mass Effect 3.
Right.
So what do you remember about that initial sit down, Morgan.
About that first episode?
That first episode, yes.
I remember us literally going through every single character and then every single arc beat and kind of just like, basically, we basically retold the entire story in 4 hours.
Well, we had no idea what the hell we were doing.
None.
Nothing whatsoever. we just sat down and recorded and recorded and recorded. And when I had worked on the Horrible Friends podcast, those podcasts, and here's a little snippet of one of those right now.
Is that what this is about? I thought that was like a washing machine.
I love the washing machine.
That would explain the unusual stains I've been finding on
those little rides you used to go on. I thought those were
happy time.
Yeah.
We're getting away from the point.
Okay.
Well, no, I'm glad to hear he's not as angry. I thought he hated the washing machine. That's why
I thought this was the stern lecture.
I thought he loved the washing machine too much.
I'm ready for my back.
Well, that's what I'm saying, which I was worried that he had developed a sudden hatred of his childhood friend, the washing machine.
Old Washy? No.
I love Washy too. We all love Washy, but this is not about Washy.
When's the last time you hugged him?
Well,
I said thank you for getting the coffee out of my tie last Tuesday.
That's true. It's true. The other thing we wanted to talk about is that it turns out that, well, Washy, some of his parts were getting old, and we had to take him to a nice farm.
Don't soften it for him. Listen, you're old enough now. Washy was, well past his prime, and we took him into the backyard, and we had to...
Shot Washy?
We put him down.
How?
Well, with a gun like you suggested.
Just joking. I still thought of that funny movie Old Yeller where they shoot their dog. And I was like, we can shoot Washy when it's time.
Yeah, well
Old Yeller was a documentary, so.
Yeah.
It was actually filmed in Brandon.
But not only were those podcasts recorded with crappy equipment, but, you know, they were done over very short periods of time. They'd be little, like, 20-minute segments maximum.
Mm-hmm.
So to have this big 4-hour chunk was pretty intimidating. And, yeah, we were exhausted. We talked about every single plot point of Mass Effect. We talked about all the major choices. We talked all about all the characters. And finally made our way to Mass Effect 3 to discuss the ending. And it took me quite a while to get that thing edited. I think we didn't sit down to record again for a couple of months just because it took me so long to get around to editing it and mm-hmm. to get around to editing it. And that's where I learned a lot of stuff that I had never done when I was doing the Horrible Friends podcast. That's where I figured out how to grab YouTube videos and strip the audio out of those so I could include some clips from Mass Effect as mm-hmm. we were talking about certain parts. That's where I learned how to do some better slicing and how to sweeten the audio a little bit, so do a better job of getting rid of room tone and making us sound better and better. And it took forever to get that out, and by the time I started editing them, I realized nobody wants to listen to a 4-hour podcast. Not even myself, who love a bunch of podcasts, like the podcasts that really inspired huge nerds for me were, of course, Retronauts, which I've mentioned a lot of times. And another podcast that I've listened to off and on is the Retro Game Roundup, which is a podcast that is created by these three guys, two of whom live in the States and one who lives in the UK. They all sort of like Skype in. They don't live in the same town. And their podcasts come out monthly and are like 4 to 6 hours long, something like that. I can't remember how long they are exactly, but they're very, very, very long. And part of that is because each of them have individual segments. Some segments in that show are really cool. Like they have one where a guy goes to like flea markets with a lapel mic on, and you just hear him like bartering for games and talking about the stuff that he got and that kind of stuff. Another guy is a hardware expert, so he'll talk about like the, you know, things that you need to know when refurbishing a pinball machine. They also have lists that they'll make where they'll go for the top 5 or the top 10 racing games, and they'll all come in with their own lists, and then they will sort of like barter for position of their individual things on the list, and they will eventually have a master list, which comprises of games that they picked on all of their individual lists. So you get to hear them sort of like argue the merits of their various games.
Oh,
really neat podcast.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not something that I can always listen to because it's so long.
Right.
And I definitely didn't want to set up the expectation for our podcast that we would be recording these massive episodes every time.
Right.
So I ended up cutting that down into three separate parts so that it would be a little bit more consumable.
Right.
What was it like for you when you finally got to hear that podcast completed and, you know, up on the internet for all to see?
I remember having a lot of fun recording it with you because I really loved the Mass Effect series. It's a huge staple of, like, my entire, like, my gaming core, right? And then hearing it for the first time, I was terrified. I realized that I might have opinions I don't know I have opinions about.
What do you mean by that exactly?
Like... I know myself at least several years ago as being a person who was always very, very cautious about being the first to offer their opinion, because when I was really little I learned that the way that I made friends was to learn to like what other people liked for fear of being rejected, to be honest with you.
You're a people pleaser, Morgan.
I very much am, you know, and that's a huge part of my my upbringing and my childhood, for better or for worse, mostly for worse, and I'm growing through that. but I realized when I was listening to our first episode that I was so terrified suddenly that I was expressing myself. And realizing that for a very long time I hadn't, and okay. that was a really frightening experience for me. But I learned like through 2 years of doing this, I learned that I really that I'm a human, and that I have my own opinions, and that it's okay to have them, and that it's not going to break anybody else's world to have my own opinion. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anybody else has ever felt this way, but that was a huge transition for me.
I'm sure you're not the only person who feels that anymore.
I'm still in it, right? You know, I fall back into that all the time. And you know, this good a time as any to share an appreciation for being a part of this with you at all. Because of that, you know, if I learned nothing else from this, mm-hmm. it's that it's okay to have your own opinion. And I really appreciate that. So thank you, buddy.
Well, you're very welcome, Orion. Yeah. And I mean, I appreciate you being on here to counteract my occasionally wanky tendencies. I believe one of our best comments we ever had on one of our episodes was somebody... What they accused me of on our Gone Home episode?
I think they just were like, kudos to me for surviving Brent's like rant fest. Or
no,
something.
No, but they had a specific term they used for me.
Oh no,
like no. Arrogant or something like that. Which yeah, I can be on occasion. I still think I was making salient points in that episode. but yes, from there we decided to continue on with our episodes.
Yeah.
Morgan, what podcast do you listen to regularly?
Regularly?
Yes.
I don't.
I know.
You know.
the only reason I bring that up is like in looking back, it's largely my tastes and experiments in podcasts that have sort of shaped a lot of the different things that we've done with, mm-hmm. You know, some nudging from you when you had ideas of stuff that that you wanted to do to shake things up.
Right.
The one podcast, which might be kind of interesting to people, that helped shape the original format of the show was the podcast Stop Podcasting Yourself.
Mm.
That is another podcast that is recorded here in Vancouver, British Columbia, although much better known than ours, so you probably already know what that is. But if you don't, it's by two local comedians, Graham Clark and Dave Shumka, where they normally interview a guest, and it's a real just sort of sit around and chat about stuff.
Yeah.
And just riffing a lot. But what I did take from that podcast is I like that they open up the show with a segment called Get to Know Us, where they talk to their guest and discuss you know, any interesting things of note that have opened up the show.
I thought that you were going to say that it was all about, you know, finding people named Noah and talking to them.
Oh my god. Moving on. No, yeah, it was, so that is definitely part of the format that I nipped over for this one to give us an occasion to play a little catch-up. And I don't know for you, Morgan, but for me personally, listening back to old episodes and hearing some of the stuff that we talk about does throw me down memory lane. I used to keep a regular blog, and sometimes at the end of the year, I have this end-of-year survey that I've been doing for the last, like, 8 or 9 years. And that's where I would go to sort of like, what did happen in the year? And I would go through it. And now I can just, you know, look at pictures on Facebook or listen to this podcast and hear the audio record of where I was in my life in various times. So, yeah, I like that. And I hope it's given our listeners a little bit more of a window into the kind of people that we are.
So let's let me jump in and ask you a question, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
We've been doing this for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Over two years.
Yeah. How have you noticed in yourself? Like you are the one who edits these into little pieces of gold.
Yeah.
And have you in that means that you're required to like infinitely listen to it more than once.
Yes.
So you see, you even more so than I do have an intricate knowledge of like I've listened to every podcast, but you're putting them all together. So have you? In your experience, like listening back to yourself and listening to every single moment of our conversations over 2.5 years, have you found yourself look back now and find any pieces where you go, oh, that's what I thought?
Not so much the things that I say.
Yeah.
I think my opinions haven't shifted too much. Although there was an interesting moment in the Amiibos episode where I claimed I would never own an Amiibo, and
now I
have like a decent handful of them. So, you know, there have been shifts like that. I've been wrong and, you know, have things shifted around like that. I think the biggest thing that has happened, and this rests a little bit on both of our shoulders, is I don't talk over you as much as I used to. But particularly in our older episodes, I would look at, you know, the edit, and I would see that when, you know, we had both waveforms separate, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm doing way more talking than Morgan is. That's not cool. So I have made an effort, even though I am fairly long-winded, and I do like to use my verbiosity to talk about things that I like a lot. I have made more of an effort, and I think I am more successful in allowing the conversation to be two-sided.
No, you know what? I think I am the authority on that, and I would agree with you. I think in 2.5 years, I've learned more, you know, of course, there's always growth, but I've learned how to continue a conversation, which is a vital part of having one. And I think that you've very much learned how to ponder another view, which is fascinating to watch from my end, to be honest with you.
Well, and I think it was very useful. This is jumping ahead a little bit, but by the time we started having guests on the podcast, I thought, oh, I am much better at this, at setting up the guests for success and letting them talk and, you know, having interesting things to say and still guiding the conversation without necessarily taking over the conversation and not allowing the guests to feel like, you know, they got to say the stuff that they wanted to talk about.
Right.
So, yeah, that's definitely something that I learned. I'm looking at our internet archive here right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just move this over here. So you can see the list of our initial episodes. Now,
oh, buddy.
We opened this up, our first episode, talking about the game Skyrim. In that episode, we talked at length about Skyrim, and it started our first reoccurring segment, which was my continuing adventures in Skyrim!
I loved it. I miss those.
I don't.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
I know you don't, and that's okay.
That was basically me talking about all the things I don't like about a game that so many other people like. I suppose if you had been able to talk me into Destiny, that would be our continuing segment, where I bitch about things and make people mad.
Hey, man, who knows what's going to happen in the future?
It turns out not all games are for everyone. But yeah, I'm actually very proud of a lot of our early episodes. We got to wax nostalgic about Chrono Trigger, our hard games episode, where we discussed some of the most difficult games that we'd ever played, and you got to recount to me your nightmares of the original Smurfs game.
Oh, that's right.
Enter Smurfs sound here. And of course, one of my favorite episodes, which this one is definitely almost all me talking, was our seventh episode where I discussed Earthbound, which is my personal favorite Super Nintendo game,
right.
Probably favorite game ever, and one that I have nothing but good things to say about and love with all my heart.
You know, I still have never played that game.
Well, Morgan is coming up, don't you worry. Now, as we continued going on, you know, we realized that video games was not the only thing that we wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. Our first episodes were mainly centered around that. So we finally managed to open up the series by talking about Adventure Time as our first non-gaming gaming discussion.
Did we have that conversation with the guests?
I believe that was when we had Greg Del Nash on for the first time.
Absolutely, we did. Yeah.
Have we had him on again? I can't remember. But
I don't think so.
That might have been one of our first guests that we had on the podcast.
We love you, buddy.
When we were doing it pretty informally.
Yeah.
Is that something that that you like? Do you have fond memories on Adventure Time, or is that something that you like put behind you? Because I know that you had not watched a lot of Adventure Time leading into that show.
That's true, but afterwards I was graced with a bunch of, you know, episodes and recommendations, and that was one of the first things through our huge nerds exploration of of, you know, everything we love, where I actually, you know, leapt off and explored something because it was recommended to me.
Yeah.
Which was the core of what I thought we were doing to begin with. I have a soft spot in my heart for Adventure Time, but at the same time, I set it beside Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
In my is this too freaky for me?
But Ren and Stimpy is definitely not your speed, and I know
not.
Adventure Time is.
Oh, it's not. Yeah. I was frightened of Cinnamon Toast Man.
Yeah.
When I was little,
of course,
frightened. And Adventure Time has a lot of those, it pulls a lot of those strings for me.
I guess so, but it's not gross in the same way that Ren and Stimpy was.
Yeah, it's not revolting.
Yeah.
But it has a very, pessimistic is not the right word, but a gloomy pull that tugs on a lot of the sadder parts of Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
I guess when I was, you know, forming my brain at seven. there's something back there that still terrifies me.
I don't necessarily see that, but I kind of get what you're saying. But I think, Adventure Time still, you know, keeps its eye on the prize of being, you know, about adventures and friendship and.
Oh yes, yeah. Don't let me mistake Adventure Time as something to be avoided or feared. I'm just also relating it to something when I was little. Adventure Time is one of the several fond, fantastic, new favorites of mine because of my experience doing this podcast with you.
Well, and that was one of, I think, the key shifts from our early episodes, and something that I think we realized very early on is that if we just talked about the things that we knew a lot about, that we were obsessive, passionate, like Mass Effect, like Chrono Trigger, like me with Earthbound, then we would be able to put out, you know, a good 20 episodes of the podcast and then run completely dry.
Right.
So that's where we started opening up to new experiences, like talking about Adventure Time. Looking at some of the other stuff here, we had our first live experience where we went to Fan Expo for our 21st episode, or 19th, depending on how you're counting them. And that was a really interesting experience to, you know, go to something and come back and have all these notes discussing, you know, this live event. Maybe not our most successful episode, but definitely one that's very interesting to listen back to because, you know, it talks about, you know, this very singular thing that we got to experience and, you know, what we liked about that con in general.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that first one, Morian, of putting those ideas together?
It's very interesting to explore something with absolutely no foreknowledge. Mm. You know, I think that might have been the first Fan Expo I had gone to since I moved here.
Yeah,
which is a shame in and of itself. But being able to jump into something, we went the same day together.
Yeah,
and you know, we have a very similar experience, right? You know, we're basically, you know, on the couch playing the same game, kind of a thing. And then be able to come back and see how both of us interpreted that same event.
Yeah.
That's fascinating to me. So we have to do more of those, bud.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So looking forward at some of the other episodes that we did, we were starting to branch out into things that weren't necessarily specific as a certain game or a certain movie or TV series. One of my favorite episodes was talking about game different peripherals. So, how do you pronounce that word?
Which one?
Peripherals?
Peripherals
for games.
Profiteroles. Oh, I love those.
You know, all the different controllers. So talking about your power pads, your U-forces and all that kind
of
stuff.
You have so many of those things. Do you still have so many of those?
I've gotten rid of some of them, but I still have far too many.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so interesting to do that. And then that was around the time, around episode 50, where we realized that one of the ways to give ourselves more to talk about and to bring in conversations about things that neither you or I had any real experience with was by focusing on getting more guests onto the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed us to really bring in some people who might not have heard the podcast before because they're familiar with our guests, but I think also made the podcast like a very interesting learning experience for the both of us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't mean to jump too far forward, but I'll just say right now, my favorite one is our Air Bud episode.
Okay, yeah, where we had Michael Augustine on talking about all the manifest virtues of Air Bud and how that fits in to an actual basketball rules.
That was a strap in and enjoy the ride conversation.
That was a pretty good one. And that's definitely one where the first part of the episode before we get to Air Bud is a very different episode until we get into Air Bud, and then it's all gold for the rest of that. And let's say you have like your full squad, but Air Bud is on there. You know, it's a big game. You're falling behind. How do you make use of Air Bud most effective? Are there ways, seeing his stats, seeing his abilities, that you don't think the coach of the Timberwolves in the movie took advantage of?
I mean, situationally, from what he had, I don't think there's a better game plan he could have drawn up, which is just go be a dog.
But of course, we did get to discuss things like Game of Thrones, which I do not believe at the time you had delved too much into.
I still haven't read the books.
But you've seen the TV show.
But I've seen the show.
Well, we'll get to those books later, my friend. Yeah, but talking to that about that with Sean Norman, we managed to talk about Dungeons & Dragons with our friend Leif Ingebrigtsen, talk about escape rooms, talk about all sorts of different things. We had on, of course, Jim Miller, who directed My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. We talked to Ian Boothby, talking about his Simpsons comics writing career.
That was a fascinating conversation.
I was so happy that I had a little snippet that I'd got cut out on that episode that I could put into the bloopers and cuts. and yeah, just like a lot of really great conversations with some fascinating people who are involved in different nerdy spaces. And really great to see like the different kinds of passions that some people have for things that you and I would not have talked about in any way, shape, or form otherwise.
I think that's really a core piece of what we were trying to do at the beginning. You know, even though it took us a really wide, winding road to get on that path, you know, the idea of experiencing something because somebody else loves it. You know, the idea, or the idea of having something that, that you love so much and you want to share it with people.
Yes.
Kind of capturing that lightning in a bottle and being able to share that experience on the podcast, I think is what we're trying to do. I think that's what we're still trying to do.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's a joy for me.
The one thing that looking back at all of our back catalog really shows me, particularly in light of working on my new podcast project, is just how experimental we were with the format.
Mm.
You know, we definitely tried to build some sort of structure around our episodes, but we had many episodes, and I think some of our best and most interesting were ones where we threw away the script and allowed things to develop otherwise. Our Girlfriends of Nerds, Girlfriends of Gamers episode, I think is still one that holds up really well.
It was fantastic.
Puts a very different spin on the kind of conversations that we talked about otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, was a nice excuse to hang out with friends.
Legend of Flan and Dougal. Like, and you're like, what? And they just, like, shun you and ignore you because I don't know what I just said.
I love Legend of Flan and Dougal. That's my favorite.
I want to play Legend of Flan and Dougal. I'll get on it. I feel like there's a unicorn involved in that.
There would clearly be a unicorn involved.
Yeah, like I think that we've had a lot of great opportunities in those interviews and in those conversations. Is there anything that you felt hadn't been pulled off to the degree that it could have been? Is there any missed opportunities that you see in some of those episodes or some of those?
You know, we were doing so much learning back then that, and of course, there's still so much room to grow, but. I'm excited for the day when we have such a refined system going here that we can start to, you know, offer it to people who are slightly more, you know, entrenched in some of the pop culture things that we love. You know, we live in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are so many gaming, technological, film, movie, TV, all that kind of stuff. There are so many people to talk to, right? And the opportunity for us to branch out and ask for an hour of somebody's time is right there waiting for us. I think as soon as we get this all together, I'm really excited for those conversations.
Well, I am too, although I think maybe part of... Like, I appreciate the fact that we have been as experimental as we have been and that we've been able to like, move the format. I think maybe one of the issues with our show, one of the things that has prevented us from being able to gain more traction and being able to be something that's more generally saleable is the fact that we never really... found that like consistent flow.
Yeah.
That the fact that, you know, one episode could be so radically different from another is interesting, but I don't know if that's the kind of thing that helps you build a consistent audience.
Right.
I don't know if that's the kind of thing that makes somebody have faith in like the general quality of the product that you're putting out of you know, to make it something that I'm going to download every single one of these episodes as opposed to, oh, well, I know this person on this one, or this is something that I'm particularly interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we can look to in moving forward, creating more of a consistent quality and a consistent range of topics that we're looking at. But I don't know. Do you feel differently?
No, absolutely. No, I think it all just comes back down to that, how we express our fascination and love about these things that are such a part of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, that's the lightning rod that consistently will be able to keep people here with us is wanting to hear the excitement in your voice when you're talking about this thing that you've experienced and you know, people will come to understand that, you know, well, Brent loves this thing. It sounds kind of out there, but I think I want to try it because Brent loves this thing so much, you know?
Now, moving back to to some of the interviews that we had,
mm-hmm.
What was it about, you know, those particular interviews that you really enjoyed what was it about Air Bud why would you say to someone, if you're going to listen to our podcast, listen to the Air Bud podcast?
I would 100%.
But why? Give me some specifics.
Okay, because that is the story of a man who took hours out of his life to research a completely baseless fictional quandary, contextualized it in reality, and shared it with us. It was the funniest hour of my life in 2015. Like, 100%. And I think that all has to do with the fact that you could just hear it just crackling in Michael's explanation how much he was fascinated by this, mm-hmm. this idea of, wait a second, what would it take for a dog to be so good that they could conceivably, how many points did Air Bud score? How many minutes was he on the field?
How accurate is this to the real rules of basketball? And see, right? You know what? It's actually holds up. Not too many fouls being played there.
That was one of the most fascinating points about the entire conversation, was how accurate the movie actually was in terms of gameplay, bringing a dog onto the basketball court. That was fascinating to me.
So has that made you want to get a dog, make him the mascot for your team, and then when somebody goes down with an injury, you know what to do?
Can you imagine Flash rolling around on a basketball court? Really?
I could imagine him getting flattened by a basketball.
Yeah, he jumps. He's got a bit of reach, yeah. But I don't think he's going to stand a chance against Air Bud.
Now, Morgan, we have created a bunch of various segments over the time in the show.
Yes, we have.
We already mentioned Adventures in Skyrim, where we discussed my hatred of that game and the fact that I couldn't stop playing it. We also had some segments on Dragon Age.
We sure did.
In a world.
Mountains.
Where dragons, wings, are aged.
And fire.
Excuse me, this is clearly a fake ID. You're not allowed to come in here.
I am definitely old enough to lead the Inquisition.
Dragon Age!
And a mountain.
Following up on our mutual love of BioWare and, you know, just talking about a game that takes a long time to get through. I briefly discussed my playthrough of Grand Theft Auto V.
Brent's getting thuggy in the GTA 5.
What?
Morgan, break it down.
I put my blank in your blank while you're blanking my blank, and then I'll blank all the blanks while the blanks go blank, and then I put my blank in your blank while you're blanking my blank. I missed that intro, but
I never got around to finishing.
That's okay.
So not only did I have my Grand Theft Auto theme, but you recorded one of your own.
Getting buggy in the
what?
Morgan, break it down.
I put my blank in your blank while you're blanking my blank, and then I'll blank all the blanks while the blanks go blank, and then I put my blank in your blank while you're blanking my blank. Which arguably was better.
We had our little bumper for your Street Pass shout-out.
Street Pass shout-out! We got to bring that back.
Do we? Do we really? Our worst possible segment.
Let's just enjoy it for what it was. I am an absurd human being.
Yes, okay? You are.
And the idea of doing Street Pass shoutouts is the most absurd thing that anyone would ever do on a podcast, which is why I wanted to do it.
We could go more absurd than that, and it was a waste of everyone's time. Particularly when you'd be like, "Oh, no, nobody."
Yeah.
because you didn't take your 3DS out to get street passes.
You know, you live, you learn, you love, you learn, you cry, you learn.
All right, that's enough of that.
You lie, yes, you lie.
We also had our tag for XCOM. Get down
tonight. XCOM. Ain't nobody like an XCOM party. Sure you have.
Oh, I hate that game.
What do you mean you hate that game?
Oh, that game made me so mad.
Why did it make you so mad? It's such a good game.
I felt so powerless.
Ah, Morgan, it's just because you weren't good enough at it.
You lie, sir.
Shots fired. Speaking of shots, there was plenty in our explorations of Fallout New Vegas.
Oh my God, Morgan. What? We're both so hungover, and we got married, and there's a tiger in our room, okay. And we spent all our money, but then we won it all on craps, and now the mob's after us.
What's this on my face?
How are we going to survive this fallout from New Vegas?
New Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas!
And then, of course, why not end on the last of our segment tags, which was The Last of Us.
Everybody's all gone. It finally happened. Morgan, we're down to The Last of Us.
Click, 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 click.
So, yeah, that was a bunch of different segments where we came back, sometimes only once or twice, to discuss a game that we were currently mulching our way through. Hearing back some of those tags, Morgan, do those bring back any memories for you?
So much happiness. So much happiness, and then XCOM made me hate life. But you know what? There's just a little plucky go-getters we were.
Mm-hmm. Look at how silly we were sometimes. and of course, nothing in our show is as silly as Morgan's Mystery Segment.
Morgan's Mystery Segment.
That, of course, being the segment of the show where Morgan would put together all of the mysterious things that he could, normally making some sort of game that I would have to play against one of our guests.
Do you have a particular favorite or a particular worst one?
I don't want to go too much into the worst ones. We had a couple that fell pretty flat.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, why is this?
Why is this the thing?
That I ended up like... I ended up cutting down quite a lot in the editing process just to make it flow a little bit better.
Oh, for sure.
You know, some of them were ill-considered in terms of the mechanics of how they worked. I did enjoy the one that we played with Ian Boothby, where I had to justify various ways, I think, of killing Futurama characters.
I think, yeah.
Or using Futurama characters, beating a Futurama character with another Futurama character and a thing.
That's right.
And it was nice to do that against a very fine improviser in Ian Boothby.
Mm-hmm.
So it was always nice. It was also very interesting to have a part of the show that I, control freak that I am, had absolutely no control over whatsoever.
Do you remember when we played the Simon Challenge?
I do remember the Simon Challenge. I can't decide whether that was a good one or a bad one.
Oh,
it was an interesting one.
I'll decide. It was the best.
Bleep. Bleep. Yes.
Okay,
you got it.
Got it.
That's how we do this.
Okay, good.
Bleep, bloop.
Bleep, bloop.
Yes. Bleep, bloop, blorp.
Bleep, bloop, blorp.
Bleep, bloop, blorp. Bleep.
Bleep, bloop, blorp. Bleep.
Bleep, bloop, blorp. Bleep, bleep.
Bleep, bloop, blorp. Bleep, bleep.
Bleep, bloop, blorp. Bleep, bleep, blorp.
Bleep, bloop, blorp. Bleep, bleep, blorp.
Bleep, bloop, blorp. Bleep, bleep, blorp. Blamp.
Bleep, bloop, blorp. Bleep, bleep, bloop.
Blamp. I think I messed up.
That was it.
I think I messed. Ridiculous. But some of our best moments on the show are ridiculous.
I love it.
We've also had a few characters that have come on the show. Morgan, do you have any characters? I don't know if you've had any.
I don't think I... No, I was usually the straight man whilst, you know, Captain Zoom or whatever the balls his name is.
What? The cheetah guy?
Yeah, that's the one.
It's me, Morgan.
You still owe me $13.
Morgan, Brent tells me this is my last show.
I certainly hope so.
What?
Yeah, we're moving on without you, buddy.
Morgan, didn't you have good times with me?
No, very little.
Didn't you like it when I'd go zoom?
That was the thing I liked the least, actually, about...
Oh, well, I wish you told me.
You know what? Sometimes it's hard for me to get my feelings out, especially in times of Zoom.
You know what, Morgan? I could have improved myself if you would help me out just a little bit.
Well, that's not all on me, man. Your self-awareness is a vital, vital part of, you know...
Oh, yeah. Don't take any responsibility. That's just like Morgan. I'm getting... No, no, come back. No, I can't talk to him. He's making me cry. No, wait, don't cry about him. Oh, I can't...
Thank you for taking care of that,
Look
Brent.
What you did, Morgan.
You know what? Sometimes you got to hold the mirror up. You got to do what you got to do.
He's half vampire. He doesn't have a reflection. You unsensitive son of a gun.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know. It's too late. Just watch out if you wake up and you've got two pinpricks in your neck.
I could have just been eating garlic the whole time. We would have had no problem.
That's fair. That's fair enough. Now, the other segment, of course, that we had on the show that was on almost every single episode was our Morgan, was our segment.
Hey, Morgan. What you playing on your TV thing, Majigger?
Which is a direct rip of Hey Ash, What You Playing?
It is, where we would discuss the various elements of nerd culture, be they books, movies, TVs, video games, action figures, but mainly video games and sometimes TV.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think we learned in 2.5 years that of the nerdy things I love... I am a gamer first, and you know that's been a blessing and a curse for us because you know in an attempt to explore things outside of ourselves, you know, my wheelhouse is games.
I appreciate that, yeah. But what I don't appreciate sometimes is how narrow that focus of games becomes. Morgan, what games have you played other than Destiny over the last little while?
Oh, I played Tales from the Borderlands.
Okay.
That was an amazing experience.
Is Tales from the Borderlands just another first-person shooter Borderlands game?
No. It's a Telltale experience.
Oh, like Minecraft story mode.
Absolutely, like
Very
The Walking Dead.
Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, well, then that's different. Is that a PlayStation Plus game that you were playing?
Well, I mean, you can play it on PlayStation. It wasn't free. I paid money for it.
Yeah, you paid, real
money
cash
for
dollars.
It. Actual dollars, and I'm so happy.
Awesome.
So happy. No spoilers, but Ashley Johnson just owns it.
Ashley Birch?
No, Ashley Johnson.
Who is Ashley Johnson?
You would know her to see her, but she's quite a famous actor.
Okay.
And she's done a lot of cool things I can't remember right now.
This is very presumptuous and vague.
Yeah. I just don't want to spoil her anything.
So... This, I guess, is a good transition into part of what we're changing about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time when we sat down and looked at, you know, different formats for the show, different ideas that could allow us to keep on presenting things. And I think our initial pass at it had, like, 5 different huge nerds formats.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know, if we ever got around to making this podcast our job and, you know, producing, you know, a couple podcasts a week, that might be something good to revisit.
Right.
But the one that I felt had the most potential and I think one that allows us to continue moving forward and testing ourselves and sharing things with the people out there is the Huge Nerds Challenge. Where what we're going to be doing for every single episode is we will be issuing a challenge to each other. And we will be letting you, the audience, know about the challenge with a couple of weeks' warning so that you are able to prepare for that next challenge and know what we have coming up, so that if you would like to take the opportunity to participate in that challenge, to give that thing a try, then you can do so and then listen to the podcast with that experience in place. Or maybe you will listen to the podcast, decide, hey, that sounds like something down my alley, and then you can go do it too. Or maybe you'll listen to the podcast and go, hey, I'm glad I didn't waste any time doing that thing that sounds absolutely horrible. So I'm very excited for this opportunity, Morgan. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it?
I am excited. I am terrified, because I know that I'm going to have to commit to a lot of things that I never thought that I would spend time with. But that's the point.
That is the point. And the idea is that you and I, one of the things that we discovered is, you know, we have different tastes about some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the best things that you can do as a person is expose yourself to new things, is to give things a try, is to look at things through different eyes. And, you know, maybe you can understand other people a little bit better through seeing the world through their eyes. Or you will become more and more sure of your own opinions as they are proven right over and over and over again.
I look forward to that.
So, Morgan,
mm-hmm.
I think the last thing we need to talk about is we have a sign-off on our show.
We certainly do.
And this is one that we came up with on the fly. I think this was more you than me. I think I basically asked you for a sign-off.
And this is what I gave you.
So, why do we have our sign-off?
We have our sign-off because there's no matter what we talk about, no matter what comes through, no matter what opposition we have towards each other, we know at the end of it, we're going to have a good day.
Except for our one episode that has never been aired.
That's right.
Never will be.
That one's been locked away.
Yes.
Forever. For all time.
Yes, so our sign-off, of course, is both Morgan and I wish our audiences to have a good day, everybody. And to send them off with that spirit of positivity. And I'll admit something, Morgan, that mm-hmm. is definitely not my sign-off. That's definitely not the way that that I end any of my other podcast projects.
Mm-hmm.
So that is absolutely a stamp on the podcast that is, you know, Morgan was here and Brent does it too because he let him make this choice.
And you have to live with it.
I do.
You have to have a good day just like everybody else.
Absolutely.
Or else you'll have a lobotomy.
The biggest thing about this podcast for me is the fact that it has been a partnership. And as someone who spends a lot of time in my various artistic pursuits working alone, it is useful to be able to break out of that mold. I mean, a writer's work and a solo performer as an actor's work can be very solitary. It can get you very stuck up in your own head and it can isolate you. So it is nice to have somebody drag me out into the blind optimism that is not my normal state of being.
Well, you know,
so I don't even know if I'm thanking you for that.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
But I do appreciate it.
Kicking and screaming, I will show you the sunlight through the clouds.
Yeah, and kicking and screaming, I will drag you into the gloom of realism.
I'm okay with that.
Well, Morgan, do you have a challenge that you would like to issue me for our upcoming relaunch?
I do.
What's that?
Okay, so my challenge is about Critical Role.
I don't know what that is.
Yes. Okay. So I have been enveloped in this experiment that Geek and Sundry has been doing.
Okay.
Where Matthew Mercer and a group of Los Angeles voice actors get together every week and stream their own Dungeons & Dragons campaign, which they've been doing for years on their own, and then decided to go, hey, it might be fun to share it and see what happens. So it's live every Thursday evening, but of course it gets recorded and eventually put up on the Geek & Sundry website. And it's, you know, it's sometimes about 3 hours or so of these snippets of this massive campaign they've been doing, where their characters are actually pretty high level, and so it's really fun to watch them interact. But I am so surprised at how captivated I am by this. A lot of it has to do with Matthew Mercer as the dungeon master and his storytelling. The fact that they're all voice actors lends to their ability to capture you in the storytelling.
Okay.
Of course, like, you, I don't think you could have just anybody play their D&D campaign and then for it to be interesting to watch. But I find it fascinating personally.
So tell me specifically what you want me to do with this particular thing.
I want to cherry pick an episode, and I want to request that you watch it.
Okay.
And then I want to talk to you about the experience of watching this group of people play Dungeons & Dragons.
All right. I'll do you one better. We will pick a specific episode, but I will watch a few of those episodes.
Okay.
And that will be our second episode of the podcast.
Sounds good.
So when we relaunch, we should be shortly. I don't foresee this taking more than a month for us to retool everything.
Yeah.
But when we relaunch, at least close to the new year, and you're at the latest, that will be episode number two. Mm-hmm. I have two challenges for you now, Morgan.
Oh, sounds good.
Which will be our episode number one and our episode number three.
Nice.
Our first challenge is I want you to read the book The Martian by Andy Weir.
So okay.
This is the novel that the movie starring Matt Damon, which has recently come out, is based off of. Watch the movie if you'd like. I saw that as well. But I'd like you to read this novel, which takes an entertaining but also very science-heavy look at what it might be like to have a man attempting to survive on Mars with very little but the barest of supplies and his own ingenuity. So that will be our first challenge. We'll discuss the novel and perhaps the movie, The Martian.
Okay. Wow, okay.
So feel free to give that a go if you'd like to be following along with us. And then this is a mean one that I just came up with, but I'm going to give you plenty of lead time on this so that you can get a fair ways into it.
Mm-hmm.
And my challenge is for you to play the game Clash of Clans.
Oh, no.
Specifically, I am looking for you to play the game Clash of Clans and get your town hall at least to the level 5.
Okay, so you know what that means.
I do know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
It's a substantial amount of time investment to do that.
Okay.
It's not something that you can do over a few hours. And of course, as a free-to-play game, it's one that you'll have to make it a part of your evening routine.
Okay.
So I apologize, but I also think there's a fascinating conversation to be had.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? You may just find another game that you like.
You know what? We made this promise to each other.
We did.
And I am going to uphold that promise.
And, of course, as I've given you, that particular challenge, I may regret whatever future revenge challenge you have for me. Ladies and gentlemen, Brenton Morgan is Huge Nerds is dead. Long live Huge Nerds. This marks the end of the final episode of Brent and Morgan Are Huge Nerds. We really appreciate you for listening.
We really do.
Be watching this space. We'll have a brief podcast that'll let you know about the new RSS feed, or you can check out hugenerds.com where there will be all the information on the new show, and we would love to have you join us there.
Wow. I kind of just feel it now. You know, it's just kind of like...
Morgan, are you ready to forgive me?
No, you can go away.
Well, that's all I have to say.
That's all I have to say.
Until next time, guys. Have a good day, everybody.
Me too, Morgan?
No, not you.
Morgan, come on.
No.
Just give me a big kiss.
That is completely unacceptable. No, see, even though you made the sound, you were very far away from me. Just for everybody listening, that did not happen. Thank you.